Over the last 20 years, almost 60% of domestic violence homicides in Vermont were committed with guns. It's a statistic that's prompted lawmakers to look for new ways to remove firearms from volatile conflicts in the home. Proposed legislation would make it easier for the police to temporarily confiscate guns found at the scene of domestic incidents. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, gun rights advocates say it would trample the constitutional rights of residents.
A 2016 report by the Domestic Violence Fatality Review Commission found that of the 131 domestic violence homicides committed in Vermont since 1994, more than half were perpetrated with a firearm.
We must remember that the statistics are real. When a gun is present in a domestic violence situation, it increases the risk of homicide for women by 500%.
That's Auburn Watersong, the Associate Director of Policy at the Vermont Network Against Domestic and Sexual Violence, citing a statistic from a 2003 study. The network is leading the charge for legislation that would allow police to remove firearms from the scene of a domestic violence incident without a court order, even if the gun is legal and wasn't used in the alleged crime.
H-422 provides added protection for victims of domestic assault and allows them more time to plan for their safety without having to fear for their lives.
Existing law allows police to confiscate guns if they're used or threatened to be used in the alleged domestic assault or if they're considered evidence of a crime. Otherwise, it takes a court order to seize the property. The legislation would give law enforcement the discretion to remove that firearm without a court order for a period of 5 days if they think it poses a danger to the victim of an alleged domestic assault. It's the lone piece of gun control legislation in Montpelier with any traction this session, and it's drawn fire from Second Amendment advocates who worry about constitutional infringement on the right to bear arms. Here's Chris Bradley, president of the Vermont Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs.
The Federation condemns domestic violence in all its various forms. We sincerely wish there was some way to stop this, but this bill is not the answer and we cannot support it.
Bradley notes that the Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution protects citizens against unreasonable searches and seizures. The Fifth Amendment protects against deprivation of property without due process of law.
Not only is the arresting officer given the ability to abridge the alleged perpetrator's Fourth, Fifth, and 14th Amendment rights, the officer is also required to violate the alleged victim's Second Amendment Article 16 right to self-defense.
Thomas Anderson is the commissioner of the Department of Public Safety in the administration of Republican Governor Phil Scott. Anderson says the goals of the bill are, quote, laudatory. However,
I think there may be some constitutional concerns with the bill, particularly with respect to the 5-day holding period.
John Treadwell, chief of the criminal division at the Attorney General's office, takes a different view.
We believe that this is constitutionally permissible under the Vermont Constitution.
Treadwell says it's true that seizure of property generally requires a warrant or a finding of probable cause, but he says courts have long granted something called a special needs exception to those restraints. Treadwell says those exceptions occur when there's a significant public interest in doing so and when circumstances make the warrant and probable cause requirements impractical.
There is clear evidence to suggest that a time of particularly great danger to victims of domestic violence is the period immediately after law enforcement becomes involved.
Chris Bradley of the Vermont Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs says the public safety threat the legislation presumes to solve isn't nearly as severe as advocates claim. In 2015, there were 6 domestic violence homicides committed with a gun. Only one involved a man shooting a woman.
For the past 3 years, and for the record, FBI uniform crime statistics show that Vermont is the safest state in the nation for the past 3 years by having the lowest violent crime per 100,000 people in the United States.
Newberry Representative Chip Conquest is the Democratic vice chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. Conquest says the bill is worth it even if the legislation saves only one life. Conquest says he considers himself a staunch defender of the Second Amendment.
I believe it gives all Americans an individual right to possess guns for whatever purpose they want to use them for.
But Conquest says the legislation does not abridge that right.
Its intent is not to produce any more gun control. It's to protect victims of domestic assault in that very brief period after there's been intervention by law enforcement, which we know is a particularly dangerous time.
The majority of the Judiciary Committee agrees. The bill passed out of that committee by a 7-4 vote on Thursday morning, and supporters hope to have it on the House floor soon. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.